Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome back to another episode of the New Grade Radio Podcast. As you guys can probably hear, I'm heading off to work again tonight. It's my last night shift of the week, and I thought I'd take this opportunity to make a short little episode talking about how I prepare for my night shifts. Last year, I made an episode as I was first starting off as a brand new nurse of the struggles I sort of had when trying to figure out what worked best for me. And if you're in the same sort of boat and you're starting off your own sort of shift work, or you're preparing for shift work, I guess the biggest piece of advice that was given to me that I'll definitely relay back on is you just have to keep trying new ways of doing it. Some things work, other things don't, and it pretty much seems that no two people are ever the same. It's just about going through time and time and time, and then eventually you find out what works best for you. So I guess that's what I'll talk about today, is what kind of worked best for me. So I'm on 12-hour shifts. I had on Monday I had a 12-hour day shift. Figured that, did that really well. And then I had my sleep, got back up, and then Tuesday is a 12-hour night shift. So I start that one at 6:30 in the evening. So your body wants to try to be in some sort of day mode. And for me, I try to stay up until about, I don't know, about 1 p.m., 2 p.m. that day. I don't do anything too extreme. It'll just be a normal sort of tired day. I don't try to stimulate the brain too much. I may do a little bit of study and stuff during the morning, but otherwise go off and have a nice lunch. And then I just try to make the room nice and dark and try to get at least probably, it always works out to be about 1 or 2 hours sleep. Then I wake up after not having too much sleep, but just about to have a sort of power nap. I have a shower and then get ready to head off to the shift. As you can probably hear, after having only like an hour or 2 hours sleep before a 12-hour night shift, it's, I don't know, your body sort of hits this sort of stage where you're like, you know what, the adrenaline just gets you through. And you finish off that night shift after that 12 hours and you're pretty wrecked. My body feels pretty, very tired. I'll come back and I talk to mum and dad on the phone, and I can barely string sentences together. Like, you're just so tired. But that's when I find out that I have a really solid sleep that day, because I guess you're so sleep deprived from the day before. And that's what I'm coming into now. So I had that big 12-hour shift last night, and now I'm rocking onto an 8-hour night shift. So tonight's you start at 10:45 in the evening, and that goes until 7 o'clock in the morning. So what have I done today? So I woke up at, I ended up getting a bed about 8:15, 8:30 this morning after the night shift, and then I woke up at 4:30 today. I got up, had some food, did a little tiny bit of study. I'm preparing for another military course coming up very shortly, so I'm just doing all sort of prep work for that. So I need to do about an hour and a bit of just some extra study, and then I started getting prepared for the gym. So I find that for this next one, because obviously it's coming up to that third shift in a row, you're starting to feel a bit tired. So what I do on purpose is I try to hit a gym session that's pretty much aimed at high intensity interval training. So I get all pumped up, have a solid hour session of just going really hard, doing a whole bunch of pull-ups, whole bunch of push-ups, a whole bunch of squats, everything that just gets the body moving, and just try to wake your body up in preparation for this final night shift. And heading off to work now, I feel nice and energized and ready for the day. I find that if I eat, so what I eat as well, I find is really important. So I try to keep it light and snacky. So after that gym session, I've come back, I've had some eggs and half a bagel, had a banana. So something nice and light in your tummy, and then throughout the night, try to keep the food, so I'm not going to have monster big meals. I won't have as many calories as what I'll have throughout the day. I find that if I have something that's a real, real big meal, then it just makes you even more tired throughout this night. So what do I eat? So I usually have because on an 8-hour night, you only have two breaks. So I have the first break about an hour and a half to 2 hours into the shift. I'll have some blueberries, I'll have another banana, might have a little protein sort of snack bar, and that's about it. And then in the morning, so probably about an hour and a half before I finish, I'll have some breakfast and I'll either have some sort of like homemade sort of cereal that I make full of nuts and stuff like that, as well as maybe a yogurt. Again, nothing too big. So then I'll end up getting home after the night shift, which I find that on the 8-hour night shift, it goes pretty quick. After having two 12-hour shifts and then you hit an 8, it feels as if it just sort of races by. So when I finish the night shift, I walk home and I'll just have another little protein shake and head to bed. And that's going to be my work week of three shifts. So anyway, guys, I hope you've found this a little bit insightful. It's only a short little episode as I walk off to work. But again, if you're preparing for shifts or you've been finding it challenging on how to work your way through it. Again, last year I just tried so many different things. I tried pretty much just forcing myself to sleep at times during the preparation for that first shift, and I would just be so frustrated that I'd be looking up at the ceiling for just hours at a time, willing myself to get to sleep when it just wouldn't happen. So I've sort of found out, you know, like that lead up to that first night shift, it's okay if I don't get as much sleep. Might have a good gym session after I try to have a bit of a sleep, or I might have a big session in that really early morning and then try to will myself to sleep again. But sort of just come to a fact that for me, I don't get much sleep during that lead up to the first shift. But I know that I have a really good sleep after it. So again, guys, give some trial and error, give it a crack, and I reckon you'll be surprised with the results. Anyway, guys, I'm gonna go off and have a great shift tonight. We'll talk to you next time.